Hello, welcome to Mr. Fishy's Storytime Theater. Grab your earphones, sit back, relax, and enjoy today's story. Today, we'll be listening to All the Things I Would Do to You, a story by Stray Thoughts. Your breath catches in your throat as the blindfold closes around your eyes and the knot goes tight at the back of your head. It's like I told you, I don't want you to see what I'm about to do with you, with your body. I want you to sense it. You feel my warm breath wash over your neck and shoulders as I begin to trace kisses up toward your chin, your cheek, your mouth. Your lips part and our tongues dance together eagerly as I slowly run my hands up and down your divine figure, exploring every curve, memorizing every little detail of your immaculate form. I shift behind you, and you draw in a ragged breath as my hands cup the undersides of your breasts, my thumbs tracing teasing circles around your areolas, causing your nipples to tense up. Just before I reach further up and pinch them hard, eliciting a delightful squeal of surprise from you, the perfect blend of pain and pleasure. I turn your face towards mine and press my mouth against yours again, slipping my tongue inside once more, one hand still cupping and playing with your breast, while the other sinks down below your waist. Your breath hitches again as I brush against the front of your panties, and your body reacts, instinctively pushing and rubbing against my hand as I slowly and sensually run it up and down against the thin, lacy fabric of your underwear. You inhale sharply and begin to quiver as I move your panties to the side, just far enough to allow my fingertips to graze against your slick, wet folds. I can feel how excited you're getting, how eager. Your breathing becomes more rapid. Your face grows flushed. Your body is already begging for release. But you can't have it. Not just yet. I withdraw my hand, and this time, the moan you exhale is one of disappointment, of frustrated need. You bite your lip and whimper, signaling your desire for relief. It's so delightful to watch. Patience, my love. There's no hurry here. Time has stopped for us. And all that matters in this infinite moment is that we share pleasure, your pleasure and mine. You will have your release soon, I assure you. I wrap my arms around you again, breathing in your heavenly scent, savoring the moment. We share another passionate kiss as I run my hands up and down your naked body, causing you to shiver with anticipation before I gather your hair in my fist and weaving it into a tight tail before pulling at it hard and growling in your ear, reminding you who you belong to. All you can do at that moment is whimper in agreement and pleasure. Do you want more? I ask. Yes, you whimper. More, you beg. Though you can't see it, I smile at this. Good girl. That's what I want to hear. I guide you to the bed, ensuring that you don't hurt yourself as you slowly lie down, and you wince slightly as I hold your wrists above your head, tying them to the bedpost. I can't help but take a step back, just for a moment, to admire the sight. Every inch of your magnificent body, so perfect in all its little imperfections, is on display, completely open to me, and I stand in quiet awe at the level of trust that you are willing to show me. I wish I could communicate to you my most inner desires, all the things that I want to do to you, to caress, torture, and tease you, to send you drifting off into the world of dreams in a state of rapture, bliss, to ravish and worship you forever, to ensure that you never go to sleep lonely or unfulfilled ever again. I wish I could, but I can't. And so, actions must take the place of mere words. I get down on the bed in front of you and reach down to peel off your underwear, damp to the point of soaking through the fragile fabric. You're ready, and so am I. I lean down to kiss you in your most private, most sensitive area, my tongue and my fingers feathering the soft, sensitive flesh there. As I keep going, I'm forced to grip your thighs and push them back down. It's all I can do to keep you in place as you squirm and cry out in ecstasy. It isn't long before I'm on top of you, pressed deep inside of you. We're lost in that agonizing pleasure that can only come from two bodies melding, just like ours are doing right now. With every slow thrust, I send you spiraling further into uncontrollable bliss, making your toes curl as you near the paroxysm of another orgasm, of which we've long since lost count. time fades away for us, and there's only the intoxicating delirium of our passionate lovemaking. Finally, we both collapse, and I rest atop your body as we slowly catch our breaths, spent, satisfied. Then, I lean over and whisper something in your ear. You smile as I slowly pull away, leaving you right there, your wrists still tied to the bedpost, and you lie there in a haze, a stupor of sexual satisfaction, letting out a contented sigh as you recall every sensation you just experienced. Am I still there? You can't tell. Maybe I've already left the room. Maybe you're all alone now, in the dark, still tied up. So beautiful. So helpless. Or perhaps I'm still right there, right in front of you, watching your chest rise and fall as you gradually come down from your state of euphoria, watching you as you let the pleasant fatigue of your afterglow overtake your senses, watching and running my eyes across every delicious curve of your sublime figure as I decide what I want to do with you next. This has been All the Things I Would Do to You, a story by Stray Thoughts.